original route had planned to go through Damascus Gate and into the Muslim quarter of the Old City. Instead, the route has been changed to avoid that area. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to give the go-ahead for people in England to hug again when he announces the next run of lockdown easing. The change comes in the wake of a sharp fall in new coronavirus infections. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 201 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. High around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the harbor.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After death, ramming politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Now Disney is saying America was founded on systemic racism.
You didn't know that?
You just finding that out?
Yeah, just some.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, horrible people.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
No, but if Disney says so, you know.
Well, ironic thing is, if they want to start talking about history, why don't we start looking into what Walt was up to? Where's Walt at right now?
He's dead, Eddie.
Yes, but he's frozen. I mean, if we're going
is he actually frozen?
Yeah. If we're going to start throwing stones, let's look into the weirdos of Walt Disney.
Yeah, you don't want him to, like, fire up the warm liquid goo face and bring back Walt all of a sudden.
No.
And he's going to look around and go, what the heck is this?
They have an apartment ready for him in Disney World. So, yeah, let's look at the weirdos that run it.
Let's go, before we continue on this line, go to Ray Bowles with Prideville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. You know, my two thoughts on this is, the only people that really need to be ticked off are the Aztec Indians, because they don't exist anymore, and they lost all their gold.
That's true.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that Cortez.
Yeah, I mean, they really got the bad end of the stick.
Well, they tried to tell us. They tried to warn everybody.
Yeah.
The end was near.
It's just one of the things. I got Terry trying to beep in on me. Terry, I'm on the radio. He's not listening to you guys right now.
He's a Scotsman.
Or he wouldn't be trying to call me. Hey, you know what y'all need to do? You need to call us today about this vinyl plank that we bought.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in on Wednesday. 20 mil, beveled edge. Oh, it's a whole other deal. I've already sold out of the first one. It's been gone.
Jeez.
But we did so well, we bought another container. This one's a little bit different. It's got a painted beveled edge.
Hmm.
Absolutely gorgeous. 550 foot installed. 20 mil. It is the toughest floor I've got in the store. Normally $750, so it's $2 a foot off while we have it in stock.
Wow.
That's a deal, folks. And that'll be coming in on Wednesday, so folks could call you today and get the ball moving on it.
That's right. We need to get out there and get the measurements, because there again, just like the last load, once it's gone, it's gone. And I will not be able to offer that anymore.
Is that like a glue-down flooring, Ray, or is that a snap
and
click?
No, this is another snap and click. It's a great
right?
floor if you want to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I price it out with the labor, nobody ever wants to do it themselves. They're like, oh, forget it. You can do it.
If they want to do that, have them come in your showroom and play for a minute. They'll quickly get away from that.
That's what I really love doing is people like, well, you know, I can move my furniture and I'll take up the carpet and pad. And I said, well, let me show you what you're paying for that.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's only $85?
Yeah.
No, y'all do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all can have at that. So, yeah, we try to make sure that all of our prices are extremely reasonable. So that way you can tell your wife, nah, it just wasn't worth my time doing it, baby.
Yep.
Let's go out for the evening instead of working on this.
Smart move.
So, folks, you'll give Prattville Carpet a call at 285-8117. When you call 285-8117, you can ask about that free in-home consultation and this brand-new shipment that is coming in, or whatever it is you need for new flooring, maybe new backsplash in the kitchen. And also be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio on News and Views when you give them a call.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, bud.
272-9228, 272-9228. You know, just for some fun here,
mm-hmm.
You ever peruse old TV commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are some that, you know, are cross-cultural, so they don't really add up. Or there are some that, well, they didn't realize what was going to come their way before they cut the ad. Now, this is a pretty old-school ad. I had never seen it until this weekend. So I emailed this to myself and want to pull it up now because it is ridiculous. It's a product named AIDS. A-Y-D-S. A-Y-D-S. So let me fire this bad boy up here.
I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds.
Oh, that was Gloria Toth from Connecticut.
The AIDS diet plan helped me lose 28 pounds.
Joan Kelly.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight. Yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS helped me to lose 18 pounds, and it doesn't contain anything to make me nervous.
Question. Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS? AIDS helps you lose weight without making you jittery.
Without making you jittery. Man, that was unfortunate right there. This product must have come out way before the actual AIDS scare disease that we know of, but AIDS will help you lose weight without bloating. Great stuff there. 272-9228. As we mentioned before the top of the hour, yes, there were two officers shot, I believe, on Saturday. And luckily, the officers were not at risk of dying. One was shot in the Kevlar vest, the other in the calf, I believe. And this is while trying to apprehend somebody. Oh, what a mess that is. Thank God they're all right. Thank God they're all right. We need those officers in good condition. And yes, as we reported on Friday, the census numbers are now coming in a more granular way. Your eye doing okay?
It's starting to twitch.
You know what you could use for that, Eddie?
What's that?
Well, and I think you could use a lot for this.
I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds.
Wasn't those little chocolate weight loss things? I think I remember those.
I don't know. You're overweight and look terrible. How about some AIDS?
It worked for somebody.
Goodness gracious. But the 2020 census is coming in, and initially we saw plans of redistricting.
Yeah.
Looks like Republicans are going to have more of an advantage. You know, if the Republican Party does not win the House back in 2022, it's like, why are you even a political party?
Oh, I'm so worried about that.
We don't need y'all anymore. Well, Montgomery County is now finding things out after the census is being counted. Well, Montgomery County has been surpassed in population by Baldwin County.
That's right. That's right. I saw that this morning.
Now, if you're going to have one county outpace Montgomery, this makes sense. Baldwin County is the state's largest beach communities and towns along Mobile Bay's eastern shore. The new estimates released by the Census Bureau show that with a population that dropped 5,000 people to 2,225 in 2020, Montgomery County is now the fifth largest county in the state behind Baldwin. The coastal community near Mobile added 47,000 people. So that makes Baldwin grew faster than any of the state's other 66 counties over the decade, boosting its population by nearly 26% over 10 years.
I wonder, what's the draw? Do you know?
No, I think it's the coastal living.
That's what I would think.
I think you're seeing a big boom of that in general.
Retirement living, too. I think you get a lot more people retiring earlier, and you got that boomers, your favorite Joey boomers.
Yeah, no, everyday boomers are cool with me. But,
taking over the beach, Joey.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Go retire. Enjoy yourself. I wish the boomers well. I just wish they'd give up the reins of government and other, you know, positions of power across the society.
That's how they keep you
I don't
in
wish
check.
Ill on any of them.
That's how they keep you in check, Joey.
Yeah, but that's not great news, but also not shocking news as people move more and more to the coast. You okay?
It's twitching. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're crying over here.
I'm crying over this news. People are leaving Montgomery. I don't sell many houses in Baldwin County, Joey. It's going to affect me.
Yeah.
It got me upset.
Oh, the housing market.
Oh, dude, it is so crazy.
I know, this is kind of putting you on the spot. Are you worried that we're going through another bubble?
Yeah.
Like we did in 08?
One of my buddies that I met with this weekend, he's a big money guy in New York, and we sat down and had about an hour and a half conversation about it. And he's a Biden guy, which really throws me for a loop. Mm-hmm. He worked on Trump's money and all, but anyway, he's a Biden guy. And his assess of the situation.
Assessment?
Thank you. He doesn't think so. We pointed out that all the numbers show we're heading right back towards that. His big belief is, as long as we don't start giving everybody that can fog a mirror a mortgage, that's what he's worried about. And that's what happened in 08, where no sign,
part of it.
Well, there's a big part of it. If Joey could not afford a mortgage, okay, chances are I could also overprice this house for you. I could take advantage of you in multiple ways.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened. People were sold mortgages they couldn't afford, and they were told, don't worry about it. The house is going
to
gain
but
so much
value.
But
does it have to be mortgages? I think you are seeing the mark is on fire.
Yeah.
maybe a little hot, a little too hot. Who knows? I mean, it's a great time right now for, you know, refinancing. You people bet. Are already in a position. But yeah. if you're doing the flipping thing like folks were in 08. But look at other areas. With interest rates so low and traditional ways of making investments, mm-hmm. it's more difficult.
Yeah.
People are going into riskier behavior. So just look at the NFT scene, these non-fungible tokens online. Yes. How much people are paying for these things. Look at it. What is going on with cryptocurrency? Dogecoin is a joke.
It's an open joke.
It's an open joke. Yeah, it's not a secret. Yeah. It's not like I'm insulting Dogecoin in this run-up by calling it a joke. I think most people who are in on it understand it's a joke. But why is this happening? Because you can make a lot of money on a very risky asset quickly. And there's all this money out there, and people are looking for different ways to make a buck.
Did you see, though, this weekend, after Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, Dogecoin took a hit.
Yeah.
Because he basically said, well, it's a scam.
Yeah, as a financial advisor on Weekend Update, the joke news show, he it put
was,
that out there.
It was funny because it actually, something he said as a joke and all, actually affected that market. I mean, it's like, oh, crap, the gig is up. Get my money back out.
Right. So, I don't know. I think when I look at the long run, Biden or no Biden, whether it was Trump or Biden still in the saddle here, when you keep interest rates this low this long, when you have this expansion of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, and then on top of that, you have Republicans and Democrats alike spending like not just drunken sailors, but drunken navies. It's unreal.
They have no sense of tomorrow. To them, tomorrow's never going to come.
Right. Oh, and did you see the medical marijuana pass?
I was going to ask you, did it pass? Last I heard, it was, they were talking about it the other night, and I did not see your...
Pass the House. It passed the House on Hardy's birthday.
Now, that part of the show I heard, you had me crying in Vegas, Joey, so I hope you're happy. But that was so thrilling to see, especially Hardy's birthday, his 10th birthday.
Yeah.
But now, what's the next hurdle? Just the governor's signature?
I believe so.
All right. You going to call her up? Get that done?
Get it done, Governor. Get it done.
You going to take it down there and get her to sign it personally?
No, you keep putting out this rumor that I have some inside channel to the governor. I don't.
Oh, it's so weird.
I don't know Kay personally. I don't know Joe.
You know her well enough to call her Kay.
I know her name.
I call her the governor.
I don't know the governor personally.
What do you call her?
Okay. I don't know her personally. I don't know Madame Ivy very well.
I see.
And I think she should sign this. I don't know Joe Bonner, chief of staff, very well. I think compared to the last governor in the last administration, they're actually not doing a terrible job.
They're not.
But it's always relative. It's like, how's your wife? Well, compared to what? Always got to keep that in mind. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking for fine antique jewelry items or state jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the expert you need to go see. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America, he also grew up in the family business. It's a 40-year family business there at Heirloom Jewelers, and they specialize in the very best fine antique and estate jewelry pieces from all over the United States. It's because of Troop Booth's expertise, as well as his network of hundreds of buyers and sellers across the United States in the antique jewelry market, that he can offer you incredible prices on those items you'd like to buy, as well as great deals and offers on those items you'd like to sell to Troop Booth. So let's say you want to buy. You can buy online at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can stop by in person at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery. Whether you buy in person or online, whether it's the big question, you're popping the big one, or it's an unexpected gift at an unexpected time, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y when you're checking out online. Just type it in at checkout or tell Troop Booth in person that Joey sent you, and you get 10% off your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you're looking to sell, just call up Troop Booth at 260-0066 or go online and make an appointment there. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop Booth will look it over, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid right then and there. It's just that easy. So check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon.
I wonder if he'll pay me in Dogecoin.
You can ask him.
Becoming very popular.
He'll probably give you a check with greenbacks, you know, dollars, and then you can go convert it to Doge if you want. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. if you want to get in on the program.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit PeachesInClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
It's back. The Riverbend Brew Fest Brews and Blues Festival Friday, May 14th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25, include a commemorative tasting glass, and will benefit the Family Sunshine Center. There'll be food vendors and live music provided by the King Bee Band. For tickets and information, visit MontgomeryAL.gov. Tickets also available at Dirk's Filet and Vine. Sponsored by Dreamland, Allstate Beverage, Blue Water Broadcasting, and the City of Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house. Hey, that picture I sent you from Vegas, that restaurant, the Bang Bar.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that without getting kicked off the radio?
Bang Bar?
No, the other part.
Oh, Momofuku. Or Fuku.
That was the best food.
Momofuku, yeah.
That was the best food we had in Vegas.
No, those restaurants are some of the best in the world. They have different types, Momofuku does. And
well, this one was, everything was on a spit-roasted split, or spit, what they call it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dude.
Man, that sounds amazing.
It was nothing more than flatbread and the meat and some onions and a little bit of sauce. Out of everything we had in Vegas, that was the best.
I believe
that was the best, man.
272-9228. So, as I'm perusing over what happened in the national press over the weekend,
yeah,
it seems the narrative coming from the corporate press is all about the infighting within the Republican Party. And, you know, when I really want to know about the direction of the Republican Party,
yeah,
who do I go to? I go to Meet the Press. I go to Face the Nation. I go right into the belly of the beast that is the corporate press, and I just take my marching orders.
Right from them.
Yeah, sure. And from backbenchers like Adam Kinzinger or Maryland Governor Larry Hogan? Because when I think Republican Party, I think of Larry.
The old Republican Party, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think, what is the quote from Kinzinger over the weekend? The Republican Party is basically the Titanic in the middle of this slow sink.
What?
Larry Hogan says the GOP is a circular firing squad. You have to swear fealty to the dear leader or get kicked out. Now, guys, it's not like you got to be like Governor DeSantis or Congressman right. Matt Gaetz. Have you noticed what's happened with those two fellas? Ever since Trump changed his residence mm-hmm. to Florida, it's like there's been a transformation of DeSantis and Gaetz. Both of them are starting to look
more like Trump,
like Donald Trump. Both of them have got the spray-on tans. Both of them have got the hair all done up, the hair did, with it slicked back and big.
Yeah.
And they're using all sorts of Trump mannerisms. Even DeSantis is sitting like a beast. He looks like a man on the march, even when he's sitting down. Now, I'm not suggesting that Kinzinger or Larry Hogan or, and she's become the focal point of this argument, Liz Cheney. Ugh. They don't have to look like Trump. And in fact, they don't have to constantly praise Trump. But it's very interesting how the old Republican Guard, who really is for more war,
yes,
is the folks most against Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't perfect by any means. And unless you're the most diehard supporter, I think you can understand that. He ain't perfect by any means.
He's human, man.
But to see these old guard of hawks saying, well, we got to get rid of this Trump fella, and essentially carrying the water for the Democrats in the corporate press. Like, what good are you? What, you know, who needs enemies when you have friends
right.
in the Republican Party like this? But that's the programming from Face the Nation and Meet the Press and all these national networks. You know, if you don't, say Trump is a bad, bad man,
they want the old guard out there.
That's what's so fascinating to me. It's like, why can't Republicans be like George W. Bush was? Do y'all hear yourselves? Well, back when the Republicans were, gentlemanly. Oh, sure. Didn't y'all call Bush Hitler constantly? Yeah, it's almost like it. Well, weren't there like headlines all the time that Bush had killed the Republican Party like it was the Titanic under Bush? It's almost like they're just repeating the script. Here, we'll see what happens with Donald Trump. I'm not convinced he's going to run again.
Neither am I. I really don't think he will, to be honest.
And it's why DeSantis is putting on his best Trump impersonation.
How's that working out?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's working out well for the gentleman.
Well, he's definitely got momentum. But what worries me is we're not far along enough to know. He's got plenty of chances to screw up.
Yeah, we got the first time. We got the midterms, 2022. Yeah. We'll see what happens there. But if you look at DeSantis' CV, you look at his career.
Yeah.
He's no joke. You think, okay, where'd this guy come from? And then you look at his actual background and experience, and it's like, a JAG officer working with the Navy SEALs? Interesting. A congressman for years, working within the legislature, now an executive position as governor? This guy might actually have the chops, and he's not just a Trump copycat.
Where's the CIA plant?
Yeah, that too. Could be, we got another Quisling who's just got a spray on.
Just throwing that out there.
Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to John D. Hey, John, how are you?
Joey, doing good. Keeping our friends, Jack and Dan, in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you for that.
Just wishing the best for them.
Yeah, Jack went out to the Fitzgerald little gala event.
That was right.
Yeah, with him on Saturday night.
Did he also have on suspenders?
No, he didn't have suspenders, but he had a really cool hat. Like, I told him, it looks like you should be mashing up some a mint julep there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, yeah, when you talk about Larry Hogan, are you talking about the same governor that pardoned people who had later turned out were not criminals, that had not been convicted, to try to make peace, make points in the civil rights arena? While well-intentioned, the NAACP was furious with him because he pardoned a bunch of people who had been lynched. The problem is they were never convicted of crime. Some of them weren't even charged with crime.
They were just victims to a mob, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right. So now, if they weren't a criminal, and I mean this in all sincerity, God bless and God love their souls for what they went through, okay?
Right.
But now, through unintentional and not thinking, anyway, but let me say this about Joe Biden. He is Jimmy Carter, part two.
That's what they say.
And let me tell you something that ought to scare you. A lot of people don't realize. I read this the other day and I checked it out. But in 1979, Jimmy Carter proposed and the government enacted a budget that had about a 2% reduction in funds in it to try to cut the deficit that had gotten out of control. Now, think on that for a minute. We know what happened under Jimmy Carter, and he actually cut government spending his last year as president. And look at Joe Biden, who is putting us trillions of dollars in debt. Now, what do you, can you see this coming? I mean, to me, this is a train wreck.
Yes.
And I can hear the whistle blowing and the brakes squealing.
Well, since Biden, it became clear Biden was going to be president after the election. And despite all the fighting behind the scenes over the integrity of the election, when it became clear Biden was president, I've said, okay, it looks like the adults, so to speak, are back in the room. And all these career folks from the swampy swamp have gotten back the reins. Okay, let's see how well you get the house in order, folks. And spending $6 trillion proposed while putting more pressure on China and Russia without any clear strategic win situation, I've not heard one presented, it doesn't seem like we're getting the house in order. It seems like we're just, well, spend it while you got it, so to speak. And it's almost like they want to be China, but without being, you know, the single strongman approach.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be a democracy, but we're going to behave just like China, except people vote occasionally. And that, to me, is not getting our house in order one bit.
Well, I feel like we're at ground zero here in Montgomery. We are seeing, we're not seeing, obviously, the massive spending because the resources aren't there. Although they tried to sneak in a tax increase. But, you know, the liberal policies are failing right in front of us. And I'm going to tell you guys, I think we're going to be living a year from now in a very different country. And when I say that, I mean this. I think we're going to have some economic hardship or the beginnings of it that we haven't seen in quite some time. Higher inflation, higher interest rates, higher gas prices. We've already got that, okay? And all these people that are living off their child tax credits and their stimulus money and just walked away from their jobs at these restaurants and stuff, I think they're going to be living in a different world a year from now. And I think the Republicans are going to look much better. So to the Larry Hogans and Ken Singers of the world, I just want to say, dream on. And by the way, Liz Cheney,
yeah.
My goodness, is there anybody more dour and unappealing? And I don't mean that, of course, in any personal way. But,
right.
But I mean, just who wants to listen to that? You know?
Well, if you've been listening to me last week, I mean, I think, and I didn't even plan it, but every show I was ripping the Republican Party, it's because I think they deserve it. It's like they claim to be the party of fiscal responsibility.
Right.
When? When were you that party? that we stand for the Bill of Rights. Oh, when you're setting up this massive spy operation on the entire world and the country, when have you stood up for these small government ideas? You know, John D., you gave me this great gift for Christmas that was about Reagan. It was a cover of Reagan, Ronnie, and Nancy. And it was about, you know, how they changed the Republican Party. And since those days, when has the Republican Party been the party of the government is the problem? That we're actually going to shrink the government?
Newt Gingrich, 1995 through 1998.
Yep,
that's it.
Yep.
But let me say this. At the end of the day, and I love this clip on YouTube real quick here. Margaret Thatcher, when she enters Downing Street in May of 1979, England was in much, much worse shape than this country was really under Jimmy Carter, okay? And we need an Elise Stefanik. We need, or somebody, a Margaret Thatcher-type person, a smart conservative whose overall principle is smaller government. But we can have one. England reached out for Margaret Thatcher, and they were way down the road to socialism further than we are now. So don't give up hope, okay?
Well, we'll see.
So, all right, guys. See you.
Thanks, John. 272-9228. You know, Eddie, I see you've had a big, fun-filled week.
Yeah, out of town last week.
And just a reminder.
Yeah. I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds.
You should look into that, Eddie.
I should look into it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great product from the early 80s.
I remember it.
Red Top.
Laxatives.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Red Top.
Welcome, Ed the Red, back to the cool spot on Earth. Ed and I were already talking about how damn hot it is out there. You got to be a damn fool to live in Arizona. I'm off the bacon. That's all I got.
Man, it was 97 degrees. It was so hot. But inside, it was nice and cool.
Yeah. And, you know, you're 500-600 miles or 1,600 miles from anything that's worth a damn. So people are dumb enough to move there, right? Hey, how about this guy who's so upset about Montgomery, about 5,000 people leaving and all that? Let's send his complaining butt to Arizona, and he'll come back and beg for this mercy we got right here. I'm kind of outraged, and I think everybody needs a realignment. Let me give it to them. You know, these people calling up and complaining about all their statistics and how terrible Montgomery is, they obviously haven't ever lived anywhere else. They need to travel some and see what the world is like. Montgomery is a great place. Our schools just, our magnet schools are magnificent. And the town is beautiful, well-kept, well-mannered. During the protest, even the protesters were socially distanced. You ain't gonna find another damn place in the country like this, so stop complaining. The people who are shooting each other every night have been doing it in those same neighborhoods my whole damn life. So, and what pisses me off about these people, most of them are my age, and they've lived here, and they've seen a lot. And there's been a lot worse times in this country than this, when interest rates were as high as 20% to buy a house, not 2%. So they need to get a grip and stop looking at YouTube and all that. Go out and do something with their life. Get a life beside complain. One thing that's interesting about all these shootings and stuff, in the past, all this stuff was blamed on drugs. You don't hear that word at all anymore, do you?
Drugs.
In homicides. No. Don't hear it, period. So did drugs disappear, or was that all a bunch of crap? See? And you know, like I said the other day, everybody's got guns. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, can we talk a little bit about something more inspiring?
What you got?
It depends on what you're gonna say.
Space travel. Mm-hmm. And what was this you said about Elon Musk sending what to the moon?
A satellite funded on Dogecoin.
To the moon. In fact, he's going to take a Dogecoin.
Funded on what?
Dogecoin.
Yes.
What the hell is that?
It's a scam.
If you hopped on YouTube every once in a while, you'd be...
No. I'm sorry. I'm doing more intelligent stuff. I'll give you some intelligent information here. The Mars rover is really picking up a lot of very valuable samples.
Yeah.
Here's one thing nobody's done yet, is lift off of Mars.
Right.
This is what the next big thing is going to be. We lifted off the moon, but the lift off of Mars is going to be tough, and I'll give you why. Escape velocity from the moon is about 1.5 miles per second. That's kicking butt. Escape velocity from Earth is 7.2 miles per second. You're really whipping it there, ain't you, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Escape velocity from Mars is about 3 miles per second, but that is still monumental and requires a tremendous amount of fuel. So the European Space Agency and NASA is now working on a way to get off the planet, which we're not going to be able to go to the planet until we can figure out a way to get off the planet. So whoever's going to go collect those samples and bring them back to Earth is really going to get a big, big prize, I'll tell you that.
Well, and Red Top, did you see that the head of NASA was chastising the Chinese for this rocket falling to Earth? Now, luckily, it fell in the Indian Ocean, didn't harm anybody. But
it's inexcusable. They could have designed it not to do that.
Exactly.
Yes, Skylab did come down, and it was about 100 feet long, but what it was so dangerous about the Chinese is the rocket core, which did not burn up. It's just too damn tough.
Well, they just have disregard. They're like, you know, tough crap.
When you got 1.4 billion people, you know, people are really not much of a consideration.
That's true, too.
Well, and I'm getting a text here, Red Top. Is it possible to get high on paint fumes?
No, because they took all that stuff out 50 years ago.
Well, that goes.
50 years ago.
There goes that theory.
Yeah, we ain't had fumes. Yeah, I guess if you want to stand a room with kills, you're not going to get high. You're going to die.
Dude, yeah, kills a room. Yeah, good luck with that.
High is not the word, dude.
That's Spotlow about that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so people, stop bitching. Montgomery's a wonderful place. If 5,000 people move, fine with me. It's more room for me, buddy. I don't give a damn. They want to complain and move to Wetumpka and Millbrook, go ahead. They shoot just as many people up there. We have no carjacking. People aren't getting held up. This is all domestic violence, correct?
It's domestic violence, and some of it is drug deals, yes. Or territorial disputes, yeah.
And I got a question for Duke. It seems like in almost all of the attacks on Asians are done by black people.
Mm-hmm.
And black people overall do not like Hispanics. So what is it about the black culture that hates every other race but themselves, and apparently they hate themselves too? I would like Duke to answer that, and he gave Charles Hollis hell the other day. That pissed me off. Charles is a very fine man, and Duke is just hung up. He needs to become either Muslim or Jew and move to the Middle East, as far as I'm concerned. Roll Tide, go Trump.
So if it's not the paint, there must be something in the water. I don't know. 272-9228. New home prices skyrocket amid lumber shortage. Uh-oh.
It's a fake lumber shortage. It's fake.
Oh, the Canadians again?
No, it's us.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address.
forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, high around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And Red Top threw down the gauntlet, called out Duke, and Duke is here to respond. Duke, welcome.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Can't we all just get along?
Okay,
right. I don't know, man. I had a bad day yesterday, my first Mother's Day without mom being around.
Oh, dude, sorry to hear that.
Joey, I want you to do something for me this morning. What's that thing you did of Susan Collins the other day? Do me a Susan.
The Republican Party is more than just one man. We're a whole. We're gonna have a big tent.
I love it, boy. You got her now. I was minding my own business a while ago trying to get a little work done, and I heard this red top cat want Duke to respond to the crime and the black folks beating up on the Asian. I don't follow that right there. You guys heard me many times say I don't condone any of this crap.
Yeah.
You know, black or white. You know, I always preach about everybody getting along. But I don't like the ones like Charles and Mr. Red Top trying to turn his head, saying that racism doesn't exist in this country anymore. It does, Mr. Red Top. Probably need to change that red top to a blind top or something, because you're being blind by this thing. But anyhow, I'm glad he enjoyed what I said to Mr. Charles the other day.
Yeah, it must have had an effect on him, because, you know, it's Monday. We had 2 days there. And
oh, he swole up. Got wind in the jaws and everything. That's all right. Red Top, I still love you. I love you like a brother.
Well, and I know it was a tough day yesterday. You know, I laid low yesterday, too. I didn't do nothing. It's because of that, you know, I went on social media for a little bit, saw everybody doing the mom thing, and like, you know, I'm good. I'm just going to keep to myself today.
A good day to kind of just reflect.
Man, but you want me to go to Saudi somewhere, don't he? I'd like to go over there and visit.
Visit Red Top?
Saudi, he want me to go in the Middle East for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't follow that, but that's why I said something in the water. It's not the paint.
If he go with me, I go. We go there for a few days.
I think his point is.
How about a Red Top? Can we go together, babe?
I think his point is, not just with you, Duke, but in Americans in general, is they need to get out from the U.S.
I didn't take it to anything racist. Red Top wouldn't say nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I make a point now, I'm just going to let out a big cough like that. The Republican Party
not,
is
not
more
Mr. than just... Not Mr. Charles. They won't say nothing about, you know, negative about black folks or nothing like that. But anyhow...
Well, I, thank you for the call, Duke. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, I love that right there. Well, Ring of Top, I love you. I love you too, Charles. If you can't handle the heat, don't get calling in here trying to talk to us.
Appreciate it, Duke. Hey,
take care, Duke.
272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, now is a good time because yes. The market's on fire and rates are very low. Why not refinance that current mortgage? Especially veterans. Apparently only 15% of you, of all available eligible veterans, have taken advantage of so many of the VA home loan programs.
That's crazy.
You earn these benefits through your service, and now they're a specialist. They got their specialist license there at Alabama Home Mortgage to help you veterans out there refinance your mortgage, get those monthly payments very, very low. With a lower rate. And you get to skip up to two payments.
Two
when you refinance your Alabama home mortgage. So skip 2 months when you start paying again. It's less than you were paying before. It's a great way to relieve money stress. There's no stress like money stress. Or maybe you're doing all right, but you just want to free up some more money to reinvest back in your property or into the family, yourself. Whatever it is you're doing, always good to have a little more money freed up to invest in your future. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. You can apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com, or give them a call and be sure to tell them whether you're a veteran or it's a conventional loan, a jumbo size loan. Tell them at Alabama Home Mortgage that Joey from News and Views sent you and that you're looking to refinance. He told me I can get a heck of a deal. Their number 567-4223, 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, I got another pair of tickets to the Brewfest to give away for the Brewfest coming up this Saturday.
Really?
Why don't we do it now?
Now?
Caller number three. Caller number three, you win a pair of tickets to the Brew Fest this upcoming Saturday. You need to give us a call at 272-9228. Caller number three. Win a pair of tickets at 272-9228. Yeah, crazy story. Apparently, the biggest cyber attack that has ever been successfully pulled off against energy infrastructure in the United States. The Biden administration is apparently working with the fuel pipeline operator Colonial Pipeline to try and restart operations. Hold on.
Who's this?
That's number one right there.
All right, hold on just a second.
All right, number two, and then actually, let's go to line three here. I'm going to bring him right on air. Line three, you're on the air. Not caller number three. Who's this?
Al? Oh, P-A-U-L.
Hey, Paul, you're the winner.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to going to Brewfest this upcoming Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Paul, congratulations, put you on hold, and Eddie's going to get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Congrats. Yeah. Caller Paul, he's the winner. Line three, yes. 272-9228. More on this pipeline. Apparently, there was a cyber attack on Friday. It's the most significant, successful attack on energy infrastructure known to have occurred in the U.S., notes energy researcher Amy Myers Jaffa. This is according to Politico.
Okay, yes, all right. And your date of birth?
Colonial Pipeline carries 45% of fuel supplies in the eastern U.S. Some 5,500 miles of pipeline has been shut down in response to the attack. While gasoline and diesel prices aren't expected to be impacted immediately, if pipeline operations resume in the next few days, fuel suppliers are becoming increasingly nervous about possible shortages if this is a long-term thing. So that is unsettling. Of course, this emergency covers Alabama, but a lot of the rest of the East Coast, Arkansas, D.C., Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. A lot of states affected by this. Let's hope it's a one-time thing. Let's see. This is on line one. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, man. I must have been way behind. On
yeah, Randall, you're, thought... yeah, you got to be quicker on the draw than that. You know our number.
I forgot I talked to my mama this morning, so I never fast forward the outback, so I'm behind. But man, to go back to something I should have called in. It was on kind of on my heart. Y'all was talking earlier about people getting mortgages and letting them get mortgages they can't afford, and I just want to say this about Ken Williams. I know my oldest son got a house from a brand new at 22. Ain't no secret of Eddie. He had a little rough bump, little trouble one time a couple years ago, and or a year ago or so, 2 years. And at the same time, my youngest son was buying a house too, or in the gonna get one. And his is out there at Pike Road, $280,000, and she. She looked out for, she looked at him and she didn't want to see him, get into a predicament like my oldest one. And just so y'all know, she ain't going to just deal him out. She does really look at it. Oh, well, and they turn around and they end up getting a mortgage from a different company, and they got the house and done put in a pool and outdoor kitchen, it's thriving. But she really was looking out for my kid because she didn't want to see that happen, to get in a struggle. Cause my oldest one had the credit score was still crazy for a kid his age, but then he lost it all, in a year. Right. But he's back on it now. He's still in the house. He's gonna pick
that's
back
awesome.
Up. And but